Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
Welcome to Laytonsville. This is the new episode of the Ben and Vince Show.
Well, hello. It's Ben.
And Vince.
How's it going? We're here in the show.
Broadcasting live from Oklahoma City.
Go Sooners.
I mean, recording live from Oklahoma City. Obviously, we're not broadcasting live. That would be ridiculous.
We're podcasting live.
Right.
Did you just say ridiculous?
I said ridiculous.
Although, actually, I think ridiculous would have been a pretty cool way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Start that. Make that a thing.
You can start it if you want.
Okay.
I'm sticking with still trying to start crisp.
Crisp? Are you you're still trying with crisp?
Yeah, man.
How many people has it caught on with?
Oh, thousands, probably.
Thousands. I'm not including all British people who are talking about potato chips.
I'm searching right now on Twitter for That's Crisp.
You know, Twitter, that's a very biased population.
We've got someone who works at Target. She's got some very crisp shirts that are folded on display.
I see.
Somebody's saying, fuck, dude, that's crisp.
Ooh, what does that mean? What are they talking about?
Unclear. I think it may be a porn account.
Oh. What does it mean to be a porn account on Twitter?
Oh, you ever see those, like, porn bots on Twitter?
What do they do?
Oh, you know, it's just like, you tweet some word and then they follow you and tweet you and they're like, you know, it's like some account username like Brianna Wilkins 458976421.
Mm-hmm.
Some picture of like a bikini model and she's like, chat live with me now. Click on this link.
I see. But then it actually goes to porn or it goes to like a virus?
I mean, I assume it goes to a virus, but I'm not clicking on it.
Okay. Well, maybe it's someone named Brianna Wilkinson who just wants to chat with you.
Sure, yeah.
Outside the medium of Twitter.
Could be.
I was going to be impressed if, you know, they were actually succeeding in doing some pornography at 280 characters at a time.
Well, there's other porn accounts that are just like clips of porn movies. Like the one like that Ted Cruz liked?
What was that?
When Ted Cruz liked that porn account video?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, Ted Cruz went on Twitter and liked one of those incest porn videos.
What? You're talking about Rafael Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What, was it... what What was like? Give me like the full storyline of that.
I mean, I think porn. I just did. Oh, of the porn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was something like. There's, I don't know what the whole. I haven't watched it, but there's some couple having sex in a bed, and then there's a woman who's like hiding around the corner, and like, mm-hmm. you know, she's like so shocked at what she's seeing, but she's also like masturbating.
Sure. Yeah.
And like, I guess she's somebody's sister, or somebody is a sister. You know, how, you know how like all porn is incest porn now.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's what everyone's watching.
That's what everyone's watching.
Yeah, especially Ted Cruz.
Especially Ted Cruz. Well, that's what he's liking. We don't even know what he's disliking. Right. Wait, is that cooler? If it's about incest?
I mean, you tell me.
I will tell you, in my opinion, that it's not cooler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, but the numbers don't lie.
The numbers don't lie. You've seen the numbers.
The numbers are all around us.
Like 4 or 30? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking like John Nash?
What?
You know, Russell Crowe. Jennifer Connelly. Ron Howard. Sometime around the year 2002 or maybe something like that.
Wait, what was that?
After the Sunset.
Oh.
No. A Beautiful Mind.
How about the TV show Numb 3Rs?
Yeah, that's all around us too.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and those numbers don't lie either. That's the top show in America. What? Oh. A phone call? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, 862-234-0491 if you want to call us. Somebody has found the secret number for the request line.
Right, the direct line.
Yeah. But I don't think that patches through to our phone system.
No, yeah, that we don't have the wires are not connecting up. Yeah, let me just okay.
Do you want to take a break?
Nope. All good. all good. A voicemail. Okay. Anyway, moving on. What's going on in the world of sailing?
Of sailing?
Yeah.
Well, the America's Cup is coming up.
It's coming cup.
Yeah.
Who's your odds-on favorite?
Australia?
Yeah. For the America Cup?
No, the America's Cup.
That still seems wrong. Is there a North Australia?
Okay, it turns out that the defending champion is New Zealand. So,
oh my god.
You know, I'm not too far off. The challenger The challenger though is Italy, so it looks like Australia.
Is that in the sense of like a new challenger approaches?
Yeah. Like,
what did it mean when you were playing an arcade game and it said that?
Wait, okay. All right. So the defending champion is New Zealand.
Okay.
And, okay, it will be contested by New Zealand, represented by New Zealand. And the winner of the Challenger Selection Series prior to the match. The challenger of record, which is a club that negotiates the racing protocol for the competition with the defender, is Italy.
That's insanely complicated.
So, okay.
I guess...
The entries for challengers have opened, and they're closing on the 30th of June.
Okay.
Although late entries will be accepted until the 31st of December.
What? Jesus. When does this actual race take place?
2021.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's only every 4 years?
Well, the America's Cup World Series will be held in 2019 and 2020 with a Christmas regatta in December 2020. And the Challenger Series will be held in January and February 2021 with the America's Cup match in March 2021.
And that's the end?
It will be held in New Zealand.
So the entries, you know, that are due by June or by December, that's for the thing in March 2021? Or it's
the whole thing is for the thing in March, you know?
What?
The whole thing is.
But I mean, if you enter, what's the next step for you?
I don't know, man.
Like who's in these ones like at Christmas or whatever? Who's in that?
Yeah, the Challengers.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so apparently the America's Cup is named after a boat called America.
Are you kidding?
No.
And do you win that boat if you win the race?
No, it was just you win a cup.
It's a cup.
It's an ornate sterling silver bottomless ewer.
Bottomless?
Yeah, bottomless.
Well, that is very valuable.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it seems like more people should get into yachting to get a chance at the cup.
Yeah, so it seems like most of the time it's either been won by the U.S., the U.K.,
the Canada,
Australia, or New Zealand.
Okay, well...
Switzerland won a couple times.
How many years has it been going?
Oh, no, wait. I was looking at the Challengers.
Hmm.
America wins it, like, every time.
Okay.
But New Zealand won it 3 times, and Australia won it once.
So what was the last... Twice. When you say New Zealand is the defending champion, what year did they win it?
2017.
Okay, so that's every 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, another question I have is, you know, usually when the name is like that, you know, like Daytona 500 or Indy 500 or anything else of that nature, Boston Marathon,
yeah,
you know, it takes place in the name of the event.
Well, you can't have a sailing race inside of a boat. That would have to be a really big boat.
I think that's what it should be. I think it should be on the boat.
No, it's like the
I think it should be like little like wind up boats, and they just have like at the like State Fair, and that should be the America's Cup.
Yeah,
or
is there any other
call it like, you know, the Earth Cup? I don't know how far it goes. Is it like, yeah, what's the route?
I don't know.
Is it like around the world, or is it just like,
I don't know. You know,
across the Atlantic Ocean or something? Wait, these are just yachts.
It's
just
in
not like
one spot.
It's in one spot,
isn't it?
I don't know, man. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, sorry. It's also affectionate. The cup is also affectionately known as the Old Mug.
Yeah, of course it would. Yeah, I guess when you're making an event like this and you're super rich, you have to just throw in all kinds of weird, like, insane rules and qualifying procedures.
And, yeah, like, why not?
Weirdo terminology. Do you think golf is, like, extremely wasteful?
In what way?
I don't know, land? Or, like, water? Or money?
I mean, I don't know. Is a park wasteful?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, what about a park that you can play sports in?
Like frisbee golf course?
Yeah, or just, like, regular golf.
But I don't think you enjoy the nature when you're playing golf.
Yeah, don't you hear all those birds chirping and stuff?
Actually, do you?
Yeah. Don't you remember when CBS got in trouble for putting fake bird sounds on the Masters?
No. What? Why? Why did they do that?
I don't know, to add to, like, the ambiance or something. The atmosphere.
Because there weren't enough real birds?
I don't know. But there was some bird aficionado watching, and they recognized that, like, the bird sound that was playing was, like, not native to that region.
That's awesome. But on the other hand, yeah, why did anyone care that much?
I don't know. If you're a bird weirdo, then you're going to care about it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, was CBS just like, yeah, there weren't enough real birds, so like we played some bird sounds? I mean, what's the consequence of that?
I don't know. They do shit like that all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
It's television.
Like, you know, when you're watching a stand-up special?
Yeah.
A lot of times those shots of people laughing are not, you know, like, correct.
Have you seen Chelsea Peretti's stand-up special?
The one on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, they kind of, like, parodied that.
Did they?
They kept cutting to the crowd, and it was, like, dogs.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like dogs in the audience.
How do you know there weren't dogs in the audience? For real.
Right.
I watched that, I guess, probably right around when it came out. I thought it was okay. I just feel like all the stand-up specials on Netflix are not any better than, like, fine. You know, that's why they didn't make it to Comedy Central or whatever.
I guess. Comedy I haven't Central watched...
Like, what?
I haven't watched that many of them, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I haven't watched that many of them, but Netflix, I would say Netflix is no longer synonymous with quality as it used to be.
It's synonymous with quantity.
Yeah, great point.
You know, Comcast is going to start bundling Netflix in with your cable subscription.
Oh, shit. Look at that, the future.
Did you know? Well, to me, it's the past trying to latch on to the future.
I see what you're saying. Okay. You think Netflix should start bundling Comcast to your Netflix subscription?
No, Comcast should just go away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But did you know that Disney is launching their own streaming service to compete with Netflix?
I think I did see that. But a lot of the Marvel movies are still on Netflix. I guess they're just not
ready. Well, it's not launching for like another 2 years.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite show that's on traditional cable right now?
Traditional not cable even... or broadcast?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, separate categories. Just cable.
Separate categories, just cable?
Yeah. I mean, first category one, cable.
Okay. I like the American... Oh, no, Atlanta.
Oh, okay, yeah. I haven't watched it. Wait, how much do you know about Donald Glover as a person?
Like, I don't know his, like, birthday or anything.
Do you know, like, how much does he like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, I don't know. I don't, like, follow him on Twitter.
You don't know that. Okay, I read a profile of him in the New Yorker, and, like, those things are always, like, way over the top in terms of, like, how, you know, much of a genius or how impressive any given person is, or, like,
sure,
just what a, you know, aura they have or whatever. But it really made him out to be, like, as if he thought he was... just like the most brilliant person to ever live, and how he's just like on a level way beyond anyone else, and how he's just done incredible at everything he's ever tried. And I was like, okay, I mean, he's, you know, like, he's good, whatever, you know, he's fine.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I just can't tell if it's real or not, you know.
He's hosting SNL.
Yeah, so It must be.
With musical guest Childish Gambino.
Although, I thought he was retiring that or something.
Yeah.
I made that up.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably the best one that's on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to the new season of True Detective.
Is there really going to be that?
Yeah.
So that's not cable or TV.
HBO's not cable?
I don't know, right?
That's premium cable.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay, well, all right. We'll just say Atlanta.
Yeah.
Best broadcast show is probably A Good Place.
Yeah. I was so close to watching an episode of that on Netflix. But then I didn't.
Good mistake.
I did watch a few more episodes of Nathan For You since we last talked.
Oh, yeah.
From the back half of season 2. Incredible. That show is so good. I mean, I had never seen dumb Starbucks episode before. So
oh, really?
That was amazing. But I love the like art show he put on, if you remember that. He like had to establish himself as a parody artist.
Right.
So he like puts on this gallery show of just like, what was it, like Tank of America was one of them. And there's some guy there like, oh yeah, I get it, because like, you know, these banks, they're just, you know, in league with the military. It's all one big evil system, you know. And Nathan's like, oh well, actually, it's because, you know, like when you use a bank, you'd want your money to be safe, and like, what's, you know, there's nothing safer than a tank. So the guy's like, oh, that could be one interpretation too. Anyway, not to just repeat jokes from Nathan For You, but great show.
Jokes. Okay. Did you hear Starbucks is racist?
Yeah, I did hear that. I myself have not experienced racism at a Starbucks.
Yeah, because you're white.
Yeah, so you know, I can't speak to, you know, how widespread it is. But yeah, it seems bad. Seems like no, you know, they shouldn't do that.
All right, so what else we got on the docket here today, Ben?
What else?
Yeah.
Do you like to eat popcorn when you go to a movie?
I mean, I don't like dislike popcorn, but I'm not gonna pay $15 for like a thing of popcorn.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm with you. I also like, I don't wanna start eating popcorn, but if I do start eating popcorn, I will continue eating popcorn forever.
Why don't you want to start?
It never seems like something I would really enjoy, or it never seems like something I would enjoy until I start eating. Then I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
I should continue. I'm always like, yeah, popcorn, it's okay. But anyway, but I don't think like, even if I like the like insanely buttered popcorn you get at the theater, I don't think I would like that no matter what.
Right.
Okay. Popcorn. Moving on. You know, I guess this might be a while before the next episode of the podcast. For me, anyway.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, number 2, new website. If you guys didn't see that.
Like, did you? There's just a new website on the internet somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, they made a new one.
Oh, that's cool.
They thought of an idea for a new website. It's a guy who collects shoeboxes, and he just like takes pictures and catalogs and like talks about like the evolution of shoeboxes over time. So it's kind of cool, you know?
And it's called planetstam.com?
You think the person you know who's most interested in shoeboxes? It's Michael Stamp.
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is? Donald Glover? I don't know.
Justin Blastitz.
Really?
No.
George Nike?
Who's George Nike?
Founder of Nike.
I thought that was...
purveyor of shoeboxes.
The other guy. There's really a guy named George Nike?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I thought they were just named after, like, the missiles.
There's a missile called Nike?
Yeah, they're everywhere. Really? This is some more Montgomery County history for you.
Yeah, ooh, okay.
There's a bunch of Nike missile sites out there. Former Nike missile sites. From the Cold War.
Where's out there?
Scattered around.
I can bring up a list for you.
My house? Oh my god.
But, I mean, they're like in every county. They're everywhere.
I see.
Because you gotta be prepared for the Russians. So, okay. Oh my god. So, there is a Nike missile park in Montgomery County, MNCPPC, PCPPP system.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
It was transferred to MNCPPC in 1997. And it stretches from Snaufer School Road.
Oh, when were we talking about that? We went to Wings or something there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot.
Okay. Well, isn't it? I mean, it's originally like a Greek goddess or something, right?
Probably.
Nike.
Okay, This is fucking cool. I never heard about this. This is from Montgomery Village Patch from 2011.
Like a forum or a newspaper?
Yeah, it's one of those like sites for like hyper-local news.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Headline... underground party lair shut down. Abandoned missile silo next to the web tract had become a secret teen hangout.
Oh my god. Those must be some awesome teens.
The Cold War thawed, the silo off Snauper School Road was abandoned, and the land around it fell into decades of disuse. At some point along the way, the silo quietly turned into a subterranean hangout. Crumpled cups and beer cans strewn along the floor, graffiti covering its cold concrete walls, with a pair of makeshift campfires, one above ground and one below. That party is now over.
Kablam. Shut down. I guess that would be a pretty cool place to have a party. If... the missile was inactive.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. You just, like, stumble upon... like, how do you think they found out about this?
That's a good question.
An abandoned, like, missile silo. You think they, looked online?
Yeah, right. Teens don't have anything to do. They're just wandering around, hanging out in the field. Web field or whatever they said.
Yeah, so it says there was one in Durwood.
Oh, really?
There's one in Gaithersburg. One in Rockville.
These are all very local to me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you never know when we might need to defend against the Russians again. So, let's get these back online, I guess.
Yeah. Get to it.
How do you feel about the situation in the world today?
Oh, I mean, isn't this more a question for like a guest?
Oh, sure. Well, I think, just like, if you'll excuse this metaphor, just like you should go out, on like a date night, even when you've been married for like, 20 years or whatever. I think, as hosts, we should treat each other as guests sometimes, make it special. So, how do you feel about things, Vince?
Things? you know, these clowns in Congress, that's the real circus.
Oh my God. Preach.
That's what I
keep going. No, that was all you had. You're just talking about the circus.
I think there's a lot of crime. There's a lot of criminals. It's called the White House.
Yeah, literally. It is painted white, and there are a bunch of criminals in it. Yeah, I mean, things seem bad or insane.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to do about that.
Right.
Get out and vote, I guess, sometimes. Doesn't come around that often. Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is to introduce a child into this world.
You're right. That's the least selfish thing I could... biggest benefit to everyone, including that child.
Yeah. Well, presumably by the time the child is old enough to, like, understand what's going on, things will be less stupid.
Or worse.
Right.
I mean, I presume, severe weather events will be much more common. And
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, right.
For everyone.
The resulting strife will surely happen. Over resources and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Have you enjoyed the earthquakes out here in Oklahoma?
Well, I've only been here, I come into the office over here.
You just fly in on your private jet.
Yeah, that's right.
Get to ride with Scott Pruitt.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love how, the worst thing about this guy is that he's, spent some money when he like didn't quite, get approval for it.
Right.
Like, yeah. Horrible. Can't believe that. Anyway, and then like when the earthquake was happening, I kind of just like circled it around in my jet until it was like safe to land. So it was fine.
It's pretty good.
Are these like fracking related or anything?
It's not fracking per se. It's more wastewater injection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Cool activity.
Yeah.
I heard you
got cheap gas though.
What?
We got cheap gas though.
Oh damn. Yeah. Awesome. I love paying that bill at the end of the month. It's like, oh, not so bad.
No, like at the gas station.
Yeah, right. At the end of the month when I settle up with my local gas station.
Right.
Yeah. I heard you were in Thailand again.
Yeah, it's true.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah. This is part of your work.
Yeah.
For the benefit of developing farmers.
Yeah, everyone should go online and vote for my company to win stuff.
Oh, are you in competitions?
Yeah.
Like what? Like Shark Tank?
Kind of like Shark Tank. Have you heard of the Chivas Venture?
No.
Well,
but I'm eager to learn.
It's quite possibly one of the world's largest competitions for social enterprise.
All right. Is that not something that we can determine teams, for sure?
There's teams competing from 27 different countries.
Wow. That's a lot of countries.
To win a share of the $1 million in funding.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wait, a share, though.
Right. Because they split it up in different ways, and one of the ways is they set aside $200,000 for the winner of an online voting competition.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Winners.
For sure. Everyone get on. I don't know if you can officially, you know, market the name of your company on this unaffiliated private podcast.
You do have to log into Facebook to vote, though.
Reject. Well, you tried.
Yep.
Have you thought about emailing these Chivas people and being like, let's do something else?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's too late for that.
Right. I guess the idea is like they want to, it's a way to prevent people from hacking the voting system.
Well, I'm not sure I would use those exact words.
No, that sounds right.
But yeah, they want to prevent people from voting more than once.
Did you watch any of the testimony?
No.
No, neither did I. Because, I mean, do you know what the goal was with this?
I guess, you know, all these senators just wanted to get to the bottom of this and find out, like, you know, what is a website and, you know, how do I play Farmville or whatever?
I think Diane was watching some, like, you know, stupidest questions asked at the congressional hearing. Uh-huh. And one of them was like, so you're aware of this company Palantir, which
yeah,
is that owned by Facebook, or did I make that up?
It's owned by the CIA.
Oh, it's a, like a defense contractor?
No, I mean, I don't know who owns it.
Okay, whatever. So it was like, yeah, you're aware of Palantir. Some people are calling that Cambridge Analytica.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the, I don't know where the question went from there, but.
What?
I was like, yeah, you know, like you heard of Netflix, right? Some people are calling that Bank of America. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's Peter Thiel.
Oh, I see. That guy. He's just awesome, that guy. So you heard about fake news and the like, I guess, right?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. How do you think Wikipedia is falling prey to that?
Oh, like people are just editing Wikipedia to say bullshit?
Yeah.
I don't know. We should ask Jordan. Elijah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's still here?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just like, that would seem to be, like, I wonder how come I haven't heard about that. You know, it seems like either they, you know, it would like just be happening rampantly, or you know, they put in, you know, they like, they're really strict about preventing that kind of thing, and then you'd think there'd be some kind of, you know, outcry, like, you know, silencing free expression or something.
So but, let me just tell you, the answer to our question is yes, he is still active on Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm glad we... what was his last article edited?
Wait, how do I find out?
There's like... Oh, I mean, I don't know. There should be like a contributions thing. I know how to do it.
Oh, contribs, contribs.
Contribs, there you go.
Yeah, his last article edited was Shenzhen North Station.
In China?
Yeah.
Is he in China?
According to this, he's in South Korea.
No shit.
He's currently a civil engineer based in the San Francisco Bay Area, but working in South Korea.
Well, that's kind of cool, although I'm not sure I'd want to be living in South Korea right now, but there you go.
But he's got like 50 awards here from Wikipedia.
Well, you know, they just give that out to anybody. Is he still like an admin, if you can tell?
I don't know. I mean, there's all these stars here, but I can't tell what any of them are.
Yeah, I think those stars are, you know. You can get those. You can get a lot of those.
Yeah, but so he's actually not that active because he's been on here. He did a lot of shit in 2015.
Oh,
and then he only edited 4 pages in 2016.
Oh.
Then he did a lot of stuff in 20, or a little bit of stuff in 2017, and then he's that Chinese train station run's the only one he's done in 2018. But that was actually like earlier today.
Oh, so maybe shit.
Is there a way that you can like delete when shit happens, or like?
What, you think he's trying to cover his tracks or something?
Yeah.
maybe, you know, with admin powers, I don't know.
His talk page is really long.
I mean, why do you think it's weird? Why don't you think it's plausible that he just, like, you know, sometimes does a lot of editing and then sometimes doesn't? You know?
Yeah. You could be right.
Anyway, do you have an answer to the other questions I was asking?
I don't remember what we were talking about.
You know, is Wikipedia having this kind of problem with
I don't know, man. Let's ask him.
Oh, okay. So your answer, yeah, okay. You were doing some research.
Defer to the experts.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, anyway,
maybe he thinks the Chinese are like trying to put in bullshit about their train stations.
About the railway station.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask is because if they are being successful at, you know, keeping it real, you know, information-wise, I feel like the rest of us could learn something from that.
Like, why doesn't Facebook just hire a bunch of Elijahs to work for free to...
I mean, you think that, like... I mean, I just don't think it's like they have, you know, that they just have a small number of people who just, like, do an insane amount of work to keep it, you know, there must be some more like mechanism kind of process that, you know, they must have put in.
Well, I think the difference is like Wikipedia, there's just like one page for each entry. And then like, if it's controversial, it gets locked. And then like, you know, people fight about it or whatever. But like, if something's objectively not true, then it's not going to make it on there.
But how do people, you know, I feel like objectively not true is just not even a term that like people understand anymore.
Or, sure, you know, but I think like most people understand it.
But then why isn't there, you know, some kind of like Wikipedia is, you know, silencing our voices or whatever?
I don't know, because
it's just
people
not
don't
that...
really go on Wikipedia.
No, yeah, okay. People don't care about Wikipedia.
There's not like the culture wars are not being waged on Wikipedia. Mm. Like,
I just feel like, I mean, yeah, maybe I'm.
People don't log on to Wikipedia every day to like see what's going on in the news.
I guess so, but I feel like it's such a, at least for me, like, you know, how often do I go look at the like citations? You know, I pretty much just accept whatever I read on there. I guess if it was about something really important, I would try to verify a little more, but I don't know.
Yeah, but there's only like one entry, right? So like, it's not like on Facebook where like, you know, 50 million people post different versions of like, I mean, I'm not trying to say Facebook's doing a good job with this. They could definitely do more.
Hmm. Okay. Anyway, I love Wikipedia.
Why don't you marry it?
Well, I guess, I guess I could see what it would take to get a divorce and marry Wikipedia instead.
Exactly.
Is it time for a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Right. We'll be right back.
Daddy! I want fries!
Honey, Taco Bell doesn't have fries.
I wonder why not.
Careful where you go dipping around. Fries seasoned in Mexican spices, dipped in warm nacho cheese sauce.
Sounds delicious.
Someone doesn't want you to taste them.
Big Fries has been riding the ketchup train for 50 years. Now you come poking around about Mexican spices, nacho cheese sauce. You've made someone very, very salty.
The kid's getting close.
So scare him off.
Daddy, look.
Honey, where did you get that?
The clown gave it to me.
Why are you doing this? Taco Bell's nacho fries are a threat to their monopoly. And you know too much.
Nacho cheese sauce, Mexican spices. They don't want these coming out.
Who's they?
The burger people. They. They!
These nacho fries are consuming you.
Looks like you got yourself in some hot oil.
Nacho fries, now serving at a Taco Bell near you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Missing Richard Simmons. I'm Vince, that's Ben.
Wonderful enunciation there.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back, and great.
Got it on the first try.
Yeah. I didn't think to talk about that. We had a good break. We, did you file your taxes yet this year, Ben?
Well, since they were due, 5 weeks ago, yeah, I filed them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you care about being audited or whatever. Was that fun? Did you enjoy that?
I didn't do it myself, so.
Ooh. Yeah. You're high up on the food chain.
I'm high up on the food chain?
Yeah.
How's that?
Getting someone else, paying for someone else to do your taxes?
I didn't pay for it.
Oh my god, even higher. People are just, excuse me. I had a, air bubble situation. Anyway.
Just ask that dolphin.
Yeah. People are just lining up to do your taxes for you for free, just to learn about what it's like to have $4 million in income. It's awesome. What else is on your docket for today?
Number one. Yeah. Do you want to take some phone calls?
Oh, all right, yeah. Let's go over to the boards.
Going over to the boards.
I see we have a caller.
Yeah, let's see here. All right, Benjamin's show.
Hey, Vince, do you want to go to Casablanca later with
Bryn and Katie and Amir. Bryn, say hi to Evan.
I just did.
Katie, say hi to Ben.
Hi, Ben.
No.
All right. Thanks, caller. I didn't quite make out what he wanted to watch with you.
I think he said Miss Joanna Casablanca later with Brandon Katie and we're Prince and I've been, I just did Katie Panama now.
Yeah. okay, that's basically what I thought he said. Well, to answer your question, I agree with Katie. I think she's right.
Katie's always right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your feedback. And keep listening. You know?
Yeah. We have always appreciate our loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm. Is that it for the callers?
That is it for the callers.
All right. Too bad. We only had one this time.
Yeah, so I got a new toilet.
Whoa, are you serious?
I got two new toilets, actually.
Whoa, double whoa in your place of residence?
Yeah.
Damn, what happened to the old ones?
It was time for the Santa Monica toilet upgrade.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
How often?
So far, once.
That's pretty cool. They just came and did it?
Yeah, it was not that cool, though, because one of the toilets, they couldn't hook it up because, like, the pipe that connects to it was, like, all fucked up. The drain.
Oh.
Discharge pipe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Because our landlord does, like, hire some shade tree plumber to do sketchy plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't hook it up, and then I had to get the landlord to hook it, come, you know, get his guy out here.
Oh, God. Like,
oh, you have two toilets, just use the other one.
Oh, my God.
And also,
or, you know, you just use the new one, but it, you know, it'll only work, you know.
Yeah, right.
Once.
And also it had like a bunch of termites in it.
Oh shit.
So
the new toilet?
Yeah.
What? Termites live in porcelain? Or did they install a wood toilet?
No, it wasn't a wood toilet, but I guess there was a bunch of termites outside, and then when they like left the toilets outside, all the termites just like went and flew and, you know, decided to hang out in the toilet.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That is the animal that farts the most.
Yeah, and gets farted on the most.
So that makes sense. They would go into the toilet.
Yeah. Did both new toilets have termites?
I don't know. Because one of them worked, so it just got flushed, just and then I, you know, they were gone if they were in there ever.
So then the termites escaped into your apartment?
I don't know. I haven't seen them since then.
Okay.
Landlord didn't seem too concerned about it.
Okay, that seems concerning.
Yeah, well, I would be concerned if I owned the apartment, but I don't, so.
All right. Is this the one I had to do a reference for you about?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know, glad they're screening their tenants.
Yep.
Keeping things to a high standard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's working now?
Yeah, it's working now.
I love that, like, you know, the pipe is just installed so, you know, weirdly that, like, only this guy knows how to crack the code.
Well, I think it was more just that, like, oh, it needs a new, like, flange or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, we're not authorized to do that. We're just here to install the toilet.
Right, okay. Installing a toilet is, like, a pretty big process.
Is it?
As I understand it. I don't know. I mean, like, just heavy, I guess.
I feel like I could pick one up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I've never tried. It seems like it would be.
I mean, they're usually like screwed into the floor, so.
I understand that, yeah.
If you unscrew it from the floor, I think you could pick it. I mean, you know, once all the if there's no water in it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's not that okay. heavy.
How heavy is porcelain?
I don't know.
Not that heavy, you're saying?
I mean, it's probably, I don't know.
Didn't this happen in the Boondock Saints? There was a guy like picked up a toilet and dropped it on someone.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm remembering that.
I don't live there anymore.
Right. Okay, well, is it, do you feel like these toilets are a step up from the previous ones?
They use less water for flush.
Good. Oh, is that why the city's upgrading them?
Yep.
All right, that's cool.
Yep.
The power of local government
mm-hmm.
to improve lives. Do you like, is it like satisfying when you flush?
I don't know. I mean,
you know, some toilets, it's like, you know, whoosh, you know, and it's like cool, you know, it's like it really went down.
And the other like it's toilets, pretty standard. It just flushes.
Okay, but then other toilets are kind of like, you know, you know, circling, you know, and you're like, ugh.
No, it's pretty quick.
All right, that's good. Well, then some toilets, you know, usually in like a, you know, an office or you know, a public place, you know, sometimes they're like, and you're like, God.
Well, like in an airplane?
Not even, no, I mean, yeah, an airplane, sure, yeah, but even like, even a toilet on the ground, I've experienced some where it's like.
Well, what if it's on the second floor?
Yeah, that too. yeah, it's like, you know, just kind of unnecessary. But sounds like you got a good standard middle ground, you know, normal toilet.
Yeah.
How often how often when you use a toilet does it get clogged?
Never.
Never?
Yeah.
You've never had to plunge a toilet after using it?
Well, not because of something that I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did it?
Well, if someone else clogs it.
Yeah, like who?
Well, I don't want to name names.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, someone that I live with.
Sure. I can't believe that. I mean, not like it's happening to me every time, but in my life, sure, it's happened.
No, yeah, I don't do that.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It doesn't happen to me.
I think you should be ashamed to admit that.
Why?
I don't
Everything's
know.
Working properly.
Yeah, sure. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. cool. Well, any other apartment upgrades? Put some stuff on the walls?
Not really.
You just got blank walls? I mean, that's what I would do if I owned an apartment.
No, I mean, there's stuff on the wall, but it was already there previous to the last podcast.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Nothing new.
Yeah.
But perhaps new to me.
I don't know. Why don't you come over there?
Oh, good suggestion. Maybe I'll come over just to use your awesome new toilet.
You should.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come to your house.
What?
I'm coming to your house.
Oh yeah. April?
May.
May? Alright, good time. Perhaps. depending.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, you get, you know, all right, you know, Moving to the next item on the docket.
I got a question for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
And if you think you know the answer, or if you have any opinion about it, I want you to call 862-234-0491 and let us know what you think is going on here. So, I'm gonna read a sentence, and I want you to tell me if this is, what do you think the intent of posting this sentence on Facebook would be?
All right. Can I play it too?
Yeah. Well, I already asked you.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and,
I see.
And I think your opinion is wrong. So I want the listeners to settle with that.
I see. Okay. Yes. Please do offer an opinion, listeners.
All right. Here's a sentence. It's in the form of a question. All right. Ready? Tell me when you're ready to hear the question. It's two sentences, actually. First one's
waiting
the question.
You're waiting for the listeners to tell you?
No, I'm waiting for you to tell me to tell me when to start.
Well, I don't have any requirements on when you start.
Okay, but I need you to say that I'm starting so that people know that it's not something that I'm saying. I'm like actually reading the Facebook status.
Okay, why don't you just start by saying quote, and then when you're done, say unquote.
Yeah, I guess. Why do people say unquote? Isn't it end quote?
It's unquote. I mean,
so everything I'm saying after that is like unquote.
But yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess I'm just asking.
I mean, are you saying the symbol is just quote?
Is that what it is? Quote and unquote.
I mean, that's how people say it.
Are you saying the like close quote symbol is called unquote?
I mean, I as a symbol,
quote unquote.
I mean,
I've heard of that.
What?
Where people say like quote unquote, I've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I mean, I understand your question. But like, I guess maybe like as a symbol. I mean, you know, if you're typing in a like non, you know, like computer programming font. Or like non-monospace font, you know, usually the beginning quote will be kind of like curved one way.
And so that's the quote.
That's the quote. And then the other one is curved the other way. And then that's perhaps the unquote.
That's the unquote. I believe that.
Yeah. I don't think that's right. But
no, I think that's right. It's like M dash or whatever.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, the M dash is the same on both sides.
No, but my point is that it's like a weird word for a character that people use.
Well, it's
in
an M dash
newspapers.
It's an M dash because it's the width of an M.
Okay, but why is it spelled with an E then?
Because that's how you spell the letter M.
God damn it! How about the fact that like they say like they spell like head like H E D and like
who says that?
Graph as G R A F.
Who?
Journalists.
Does that?
Editors.
Do they?
Yeah.
And the only one I know is lead.
Yeah, lead. L-E-D-E.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that?
I never heard of head or graph.
Well, you should go ask the newsroom or, you know, call up somebody who works at the Post. Watch the Post. Watch Spotlight.
I see. Well, I don't know that they're going to be, like, spelling out the words they use.
Yeah, but if you ask them what the spelling is.
If I ask the character in the movie, like if I shout it at the screen when I go see the movie?
No, just like, you know, let's ask Meryl Streep or whatever.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll have to start by, you know, Meryl Streep, could you please get back in character as whatever the name was? And then now, how do you spell head?
Right.
What was I gonna say? I don't remember what I was gonna say.
That's a good point.
Yeah, great. the lead, the M dash, the head, the graph. Go on with whatever you were going to say.
Okay. So once again, to set this up again.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this Facebook status and then I'm going to ask the listeners what they think of it. And I want the listeners to call 862-234-0491 and give us their opinion.
Give us your honest opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So here goes. Quote, anyone know of a hybrid butt plug / selfie stick? Parentheses, asking for a friend. Unquote.
Now you forgot the end parentheses, but that's fine.
It was implied.
Yeah.
So the question is, like, is that a joke or is that guy actually looking for a butt plug?
But I mean, now that you've set this up, I feel like doing it in this setting or this way, it's missing some context on, you know, the identity of the person and, you know, who they are and the kind of things they post on Facebook. But I guess we can evaluate it.
I mean, so one related question is, do you think that's funny?
Well, are you still asking the listeners or me?
Both.
Okay.
Well,
since I'm here, I'll answer. I don't think I'm not like laughing at it.
But you, however, it reads as a joke to you.
It reads as a joke. I don't hate it. I just don't
get the joke. What is the joke?
Well, So we talked about this, but I guess to go over it again for the listening, I think, you know, it's a joke just in that it's just like it's a combination of two distinct, seemingly unrelated items in a way that forces you to reinterpret them in a new setting, a new context that has like some small measure of like logical consistency to it.
I mean, I don't know. Not really. If I said, like, does anyone know of a good combination baseball bat / calculator?
No. See, that's different because there's just no way that those are at all, there's no way you could use a baseball bat as a calculator or vice versa. But not that this one makes like a lot of sense, but you could, if you, it's a creative, you know, being generous, but a creative.
I mean, is this like Fielder's parody art gallery? Like, am I supposed to get some like deep, this is like a commentary on our society?
Absolutely not, but.
I guess I still don't get it.
It's just like, okay, selfie stick. Normally, you use it, you hold it in your hand,
right?
Hold it out some distance from your body or face.
Yeah.
Take a picture of yourself. Now, contrastingly, sort of, in a way that's surprising, you know, you would instead hold it in your hand, but then extend it up into your butt and take a picture up inside your butt. Or
okay,
you were saying,
I think you're thinking about this wrong. There's no way the camera is going inside your butt.
Fine, right? Okay, so you're saying it goes the other way. Still a,
like, this isn't a colonoscopy.
Right. You know, still it's like, yeah, I guess that would work as a butt plug if you tried to use it that way. So like,
no, he's looking for a specific, like, if somebody has designed this item.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, you know, does anyone know how to shove a selfie stick inside your ass?
Okay. I mean, I don't know that that affects the jokeness of it or not.
Right, I guess. Yeah. It's not really much of a joke either. I feel like...
I think it's just as much of a joke either way.
Yeah, I guess so.
And also, like I said before, you know, I don't want to be in the position of defending this sentence, but, you know, you're putting me there.
So the first comment was,
you know, much as I might be uncomfortable, you know, being in the position of having a selfie stick up my butt, but, you know, there it is. So anyway, go on.
The first comment said, you can probably get it on Wish. And he liked that comment. Yeah, I don't know what that is, though.
Is that like on layaway, but you just wish for it?
I'm looking at it now.
You're looking at it? I don't know if I would do that.
I mean, it's a website where you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
I have to sign up with Facebook in order to browse the products.
Oh my god, what a theme that is.
I'm looking, but you can sort of see them scrolling by in the background. Hmm. There's like a watch. There's a... some sort of MP3 player.
Some sort of plug/ selfie stick.
Fat caliper. SD what? Memory caliper? Card. Makeup applicator.
All right. I mean, sure. It's a place where you can buy stuff online.
So, I don't know. Maybe she was joking. Maybe everyone here is joking. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Right. Is this the problem with the... What?
Yeah, listeners. What?
Yeah, is this the problem with the internet right now? You don't know when someone's joking, and they can always just claim to be joking after the fact. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, yeah, again, I'll say, like, if that is not a joke, which I'm just having trouble believing, but if that's really not a joke, then yeah, obviously that's terrible.
I mean, you know, we think, you know, he's workshopping this bit. Maybe yeah. We should call and ask him.
I mean, why didn't if you were gonna put that on the table, like, why don't we just start with that?
We'll leave it for next time. I want to hear what the listeners think first.
All right, listeners, please, I don't know, just like, yeah, let someone else besides me talk about this. Call in, please. Do you think if someone pulled a quote from the Ben and Vin show out of context, they would be able to tell if it was a joke or not?
Okay, but this isn't out of context. Like, it's a Facebook status that he posted.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make a point with that question. I was just asking.
Also, we don't make jokes. This is serious.
Yeah, you're right. Wait, was that a joke? All right, well, I guess my other question for you is, yeah, like, why did this, like, stick out to you so much as something to, you know, really, you know, study?
I guess I was just, like, scrolling through my Facebook feed, and I'm like, what is this guy doing on here?
Okay, but that doesn't happen, like, frequently? You know, from that guy or others?
Well, I don't go on Facebook usually, so.
Okay. Yeah, do you know if you were one of the 87 million?
The 87 million what?
People whose information was stolen.
I don't know. Did they tell you?
Yeah, apparently they were going to, like, show something on your page when you logged in, if that happened to you.
Yeah, I guess not.
All right, great news.
Well, were you?
I don't think I've logged in since then.
Okay.
But probably not. I mean, I don't really have information on there. Like, LinkedIn's always trying to get me to upload a picture, like, put more information in. I'm like, I don't care about that.
You should. And we talked about this already.
I don't even like to... Yeah, we definitely did. I don't even like to, like, sign up for, you know, like, rewards programs at stores or whatever. You know?
If it's a grocery store, I'll sign up for it.
I have that, yeah. But that's, like, the only one. Like, I don't have CVS. I should probably do CVS.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff at CVS.
So make Diane do it.
Yeah, sure. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know that any of these companies is like evil. I mean, the worst they're going to do is like send me.
No, they're not evil. They're just like incompetent.
Yeah, they're just going to get hacked.
Yeah, but so. It's too late. You can't. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I have an Android. Like, yeah. I got an emergency alert at 4:30 a.m. last night about flash flood warning. I'm like,
well, shit.
You know, I'm at my house. Like, you know, I wasn't gonna. I don't know.
Well, what if your house was gonna get flooded?
But it wasn't like that. It was just like, you know, I don't live on Rock Creek.
Don't like you remember when there was like the dam at you know, fucking that park that we had to measure the height of? It was gonna break, and all those people had to be evacuated.
Wait, the park we had to measure the height of?
Well, with the tree.
Oh, Needwood?
Yeah, yeah. You remember when that dam was gonna break?
That does sound kind of familiar.
So, you know, who knows what you're downstream from of?
From of, but I mean, they can. I don't know.
I just, how about this? Turn your phone off when you're sleeping.
Just off? Completely off?
Yeah.
You would do that?
I do that every day.
This explains why you keep texting me at a time when I'm clearly asleep.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to get texts when you're asleep, turn your phone off, or at least put it on silent.
Right. I guess I could see putting texts on silent if somebody really needed to get to me. They'd
I'm going to do everyone's like time zone in my head and shit. I don't know what time you go to bed.
Yeah, I know. But you can probably assume.
I can assume that if you don't want it to be disturbed, you're going to put your phone on a do not disturb mode of some sort.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right now where, like, clearly you're being an asshole about this, but
what?
So is everyone else in the, but so is everyone else in the world.
I'm not being an asshole. Wait, are you Larry David in this situation?
No, you are.
What?
You are. Yeah, I can't. I don't know what everyone's time zone is. I can't keep track of that. You know, you don't want to get disturbed. You put the phone on do not disturb.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's for. Why do you leave your phone on when you're sleeping?
You know that you know people are sleeping. Just you don't text them.
I don't know when everyone's sleeping.
I don't know. You go to sleep. Maybe you go to sleep early. Maybe late. You know. Maybe you stayed up that night. You know. I don't. Who knows when you go to sleep?
Yeah,
that's. I have information I need to get to you. I'm going to send it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm not going to, like, what, put a draft in my text or, like, put a calendar reminder. Send this to Ben when it's 11:30 a.m. in his time zone.
Yeah. I'm going to start typing the message and then get, you know, I have to just, like, remember when I wake up. You know, then you're never going to get the message. And maybe you needed some information from me. Yeah. Anyway, this is it's a compliment because he's you know he's usually right, at least to some extent, you know, in some way.
Well, he's usually an asshole.
Right. Well, that's also true. So.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you still haven't answered my question. Why do you leave your phone on when you're sleeping?
I mean, if there really is an emergency, I would like
to call you.
What?
Who's going to be calling you?
A family member.
What are you going to have to do to get up in the middle of the night to go do that you couldn't just do when you wake up?
Go to the hospital? I don't know. You don't know when things happen. Could happen.
I don't know.
It's fine. I'm not saying you have to do
it. I mean, if it happens, like, you waking up is not going to stop it from having happened.
Yeah, but then I could be there.
You can still be there when you wake up.
You know, you want to be there sooner.
How's that going to help?
You know, make everyone feel better. Including myself.
You know what feels even better? Being asleep.
A good night's sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean because I didn't hear about the flash flood warning?
Right. I mean, what if it was a tornado warning?
So now you're saying I should keep my phone on?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, You can turn your phone off. Just get your NOAA weather radio going.
Well, then I feel like I would have been woken up by this flash flood thing, so we're back where we started.
What if there was an Amber Alert?
Yeah, great question. Has that ever worked? You know, not even the phone. I'm just talking about, like, you're driving down 270, say,
yeah,
and you see it's like, you know, Silver Alert or Amber Alert.
Wait, what's Silver Alert?
I don't know. I see that one a lot, or, you know, not a lot, but I'd say more frequently than Amber Alert.
I've never even heard of that.
I want to say it's like a senior citizen.
Oh.
But that might be.
That makes sense.
It would make sense, but that might be why I think it, even though it's not true. Or maybe it's just like, you know, a car has been stolen. Well, I don't know that they would like meet everyone on that.
Oh, but, yeah, it's an APB. That's one of the points. Yeah,
right, right. Every, all points. Not even just the cops, but all points.
Yeah.
You're driving there. It's like, you know, tan, you know, Hyundai Sonata, you know, license plate 3CV48BF, you know, be on the lookout. I'm like, I see a billion cars drive by me, you know, just on the way to the grocery store or whatever. Like, am I really going to be able to, like, first of all, remember that license plate?
You don't remember the license plates?
Not one that I see, you know, for 1 second going 60 miles an hour.
Well, just when you're driving, you see it and you just commit it to memory.
I mean, I'd need to look at it for, you know, let's say 5 seconds straight, you know, while not also concentrating on, like, not crashing into other cars on the road.
When you see it, just say it to yourself out loud, and then you'll remember it.
I don't think that would work while driving.
Yeah, maybe still. You're right. But what if you were the passenger?
Yeah, if you have a passenger, I think this makes the whole thing a lot easier, but...
So your question is, has an Amber Alert ever worked?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
All right, are you doing that?
It's also known as a child abduction emergency.
While you're doing this, I'm going to look up Silver Alert.
Okay. Okay, so according to the Department of Justice, of the children abducted and murdered by strangers, 75% are killed within the first 3 hours in the USA.
Okay.
I'm sure this is exactly what you wanted to hear. Amber Alerts are designed to inform the general public quickly when a child has been kidnapped and is in danger, so the public would be additional eyes and ears of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand the motivation behind it, but...
As of August 2013, the National Center for Missing and Exploiting Children estimates...
Wait, sorry. Can you repeat the name of that center?
The National Center for Missing and Exploiting Children.
I just want to clarify one word in there. Are you saying exploding children?
The National Center for Missing and Exploiting Children estimate...
Right, I got it.
657 children have been successfully recovered as a result of the existence of the Amber Alert program.
All right.
So that's,
you know,
a little unclear to me what that means. Just because it exists.
Like, you know, like the butterfly effect.
They did a study in 2004. Of the 233 Amber Alerts issued in the U.S. in 2004, most of them did not meet the Department of Justice criteria.
What criteria?
I don't know. But half of the alerts were categorized as being family abductions.
Hmm.
There were 48 alerts for children who had not been abducted at all.
Oh.
And another 23 were issued in cases where police did not know the name of the allegedly abducted child, often as the result of misunderstandings by witnesses who reported an abduction.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, like, you know... I guess I'll say if even one child was recovered as a result of the existence of the Amber Alert program, I guess it's a success.
Well, some outside scholars examining the system in depth disagree with the official results.
Uh-huh.
It says, A research team led by criminologist Timothy Griffin reviewed hundreds of abduction cases that occurred between 2003 and 2006 and found that Amber Alerts actually had little apparent role in the eventual return of abducted children. The Amber Alerts tended to be, quote, successful, unquote, in relatively mundane abductions, such as when the child was taken by a non-custodial parent or other family member. There was little evidence that Amber Alerts routinely saved lives, although a crucial research constraint was the lack of a control group, essentially.
Sure, okay. It's not, you know, like, it's not like it has a huge cost to it.
Well, it does, because the 4 a.m. timing of a July 2013 New York child abduction alert sent through the wireless emergency alert system raised concerns that many cell phone users will now disable wireless emergency alerts.
Oh my god, okay. Yeah, I did wonder, like, this whole emergency alert system on cell phones definitely seems like, you know, an abuse, you know, like, susceptible to abuse.
Do you know the president can just send, like, the president has the ability to use it just for whenever he wants.
Sure, I guess that makes sense.
So I guess nobody has yet told Trump that
right.
He has the ability to push tweets to everyone's phone in America.
Right, everyone in the world, even those not on Twitter. I mean, basically, he has the same power as U2.
Right.
That album. Well, to get back to Silver Alerts, I was right. Although I guess it's saying just generically missing persons, but especially senior citizens with Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or other mental disabilities.
Is it an acronym?
Oh, is Amber Alert an acronym? Oh, it is, right?
I think so.
Yeah, wait, I see it's in all caps. It's a contrived acronym for... God.
So it's a backronym.
Yeah. Well, all government things are like right. that, right? Anyway, for America's Missing : Broadcast Emergency Response.
Is it also named after a child named Amber?
Yes. Yes.
She dead.
Okay. What?
Is she dead?
Yes. As a result of the kidnapping.
Yes. And
related actions. The silver one is not an acronym, though. It's just, you know.
It's just another color, but the color associated with old people.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
They have gray hair, and they are old.
If Trump sends one out, is that a gold alert?
What?
Or would that be an orange alert?
What?
If Trump sends one.
Oh, right. Funny. I mean, critics of the silver alert have raised concerns that the proliferation of color-coded alerts will reduce their importance. I mean, I'm not aware of any other besides these two. For example, Texas has created an amber alert, silver alert, and blue alert, which is in the event that a law enforcement officer is killed or injured.
Well, why do I need to know? Who cares about that?
Whoa, okay. Some people care about that.
No, but I mean, what good does it do to tell me?
Yeah.
Right. I can just watch the news.
Right. Or, like, I assume the cops have a way of communicating that to each other.
Yeah.
The Congressional Budget Office estimated that implementation of the National Silver Alert Act would cost $59 million over a five-year period. I guess that's not a tiny amount.
59 how many dollars?
$59 million over a five-year period.
That's not that much.
But somebody
over 5 years?
That, I mean, it's not that much, but like...
It's like nothing.
You could just give that to a school or something, you know? Somebody argued that actually, you know, the cost would be much lower because there's already an existing Amber Alert infrastructure and just could be reused.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah.
in Wisconsin.
But I mean, then the thing is, like, for Amber Alerts, we're only supposed to do it when there's, like, a child that, not just a child that's missing, but, like, a child that we know specifically who the child is, and they've been abducted by someone who's, like, not their family member, like, a stranger.
Okay.
But then the silver alert is just, like, an old person has wandered off.
Yeah,
right. So, like, kids wander off.
Sure, okay.
Why don't we alert for that?
Yeah, let's get the turquoise alert going. Okay, what's going on here? What is this? Oh, okay. I don't know that this is a great motivating example, but in Florida, an 86-year-old resident of Largo drove away from her assisted living facility.
Okay, so we got a plate. Do they have to be driving away?
What? And then, like, never returned, and then I guess she drove into
the ocean.
Intracoastal waterway.
Oh, I was so close.
What's the intracoastal waterway?
It's right next to the ocean.
Okay.
It's a waterway that goes from, like, Boston to New Orleans, I think.
Whoa, what?
Or Houston, maybe?
That's really long.
Yeah.
No link to Intracoastal Waterway on this article?
Come on. Clean it up, man. Call Elijah.
Call in the experts.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it here. From Boston to Brownsville.
Where's Texas. Brownsville? Alabama?
Texas.
Texas.
It's right there at the bottom tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah. Wait, how come when I made the picture bigger, it disappeared?
Oh, I hate that. The map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pen is gone.
No, yeah, I know. It's so stupid. It assumes you just want a map of Texas now.
Well, actually, it's a map of the whole country.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah. Is it really, like, that pin is, like, placed on at a different layer than the actual picture?
Yep.
Come on, guys.
I know.
Well, anyway, we made our point. We've heard from both sides. Amber, silver alert debate.
Embrace debate.
Yeah, I personally have never successfully...
So, do we need to... I have one last thing to discuss.
All right.
Do we need to make a Judge Parker-related bet?
Oh, yeah, wait, what was that?
I don't remember.
Me neither. Was that a text message or an email?
It's a comic strip.
I want to see an epistolary version of Judge Parker. Okay, wait, I found it. Oh, right. Wait.
I don't have a good enough handle on what's happening in Judge Parker to confidently make any bets.
Oh, sorry, we didn't actually have any debate on Judge Parker.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had a book that I wanted to be bought by at least one of us. And I thought a good way to do that would be...
I have no idea what's going on in Judge Parker.
Sure.
There's somebody's a spy. The art keeps changing, so like it's hard to say like who's who anymore. So Randy, let me get this right. Work them like a claw and call me Randy.
Yeah.
And that girl fell for him, and then he married her. But then she turned out to be like a CIA assassin or something.
April, right?
Something similar happened to Kurt Busch, actually.
Who?
The NASCAR driver.
What? Really?
Yeah.
He married someone who turned out to be a secret agent?
Or, I don't know. She like accused him of domestic violence. But then it turned out that she was some sort of crazy CIA assassin, and he was just defending himself.
Are you serious?
I don't know, something like that.
That's kind of amazing, but I mean, she must not be very good if, like, her secret came out.
You
know, I feel like rule number one is don't let people know about that.
Who is Patricia Driscoll? Kurt Busch claims girlfriend was a trained assassin.
Oh, he's just claiming it?
He made the claims during a hearing, so you.
I see.
He perjured himself if that's not true.
Hmm.
One night, he claims he found his ex-girlfriend covered in blood after she had left wearing camouflage gear.
Oh, man. That's definitely evidence of something. Was it Halloween, though?
Maybe she just went hunting. Anyway. Hey, I don't know what's going on in Judge Parker.
All right, well, we'll think of something and then buy that book. In case the listeners are interested.
Amber Alert?
No. The reason we want to have a bet to buy a book is that what do they call it? A model, I guess, on the Price is Right. There's this woman who was a model. Right. I found the email where we were talking about this. You know, the mountain climber game?
Yeah, well, the yodeling guy.
Yeah. So he doesn't officially have a name, but he's been, you know, slangily referred to with a few different names. On one episode, which was taped in 1976, after...
When did it air, though?
Maybe it didn't air, because listen to the rest of the sentence. After he fell off the cliff, which I guess happens when you don't do a good job guessing about the prices.
Yeah. The host, well, the host, if you go over $25 in absolute error.
Right. Okay. The host commented, "There goes Fritz." I guess, you know, he's kind of like a German or...
Was that Bob who said that?
No, it was Dennis James.
That famous Dennis James.
Yeah. Anyway, there goes Fritz, unaware that this model's then-husband, Fritz Stamberger, had recently disappeared in a mountain climbing accident.
Yeah, there's no way he didn't know that, right?
I don't know. Yeah, and then his offhand comment upset her so much that she remained backstage crying for the rest of the episode.
Well, yeah.
Right, but then, after years of searching, she finally discovered that Fritz was actually helping the CIA establish mountain bases along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border and had died during a battle with USSR forces. What?
Okay, that's awesome.
I mean, but then after reading more about it, I think this is similar to the Kurt Busch thing where, like, this is what she's claiming, but who knows? But
no, the point I think is, the Kurt Busch thing is real.
Okay, so maybe it's similar to it in that sense, too. It could be real. The point is, she wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I think this is real also.
Entitled Husband, Lover, Spy, A True Story. Wait, isn't husband and lover kind of redundant? I mean, not always, but...
At least you got enough commas in there.
Yeah.
Unlike that Bill Cosby book. should have known.
People. Yeah, should have known. Oh, man. The super title to this book is A Woman Caught in a Deadly Game, the CIA and the KGB Couldn't Stop Her. And then the subtitle...
Stop her from doing what?
From writing this book, I think. And then the subtitle to A True Story is Love Brought Them Together, ... Deception Tore Them Apart. I mean, it sounds like him dying tore them apart.
Right.
But
what year was this book published?
It was published 1994.
Wow. So like 20 years later.
Well, she only, you know, it was years of searching before she found out the deal. But right. Actually, yeah.
Came declassified, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Where was I reading that, like, the way that she found out about it was, like, so sketchy and, like, fake sounding. Maybe it was in the description of this book. Hang on. Oh, like she, yeah, the CIA like never informed her or something. I don't remember. I just have this vague memory of like someone like slipped her a note or something.
Yeah. There goes Fritz.
God.
That guy knew. He was probably in the CIA.
What an asshole. Anyway, yeah. So to you know, to really get to the bottom of this, one of us needs to lose a bet and then buy that book.
Okay.
So.
It'll be too hard.
Yeah. All right, well, is that the end?
That is the end.
All right. Called it. It's the end.
This is the end.
Oh, I remember that. I saw that. Twice? I don't know what happened.
Have you seen Game Night? Similar kind of genre. Some people are like having a game night, and then I don't know, something terrifying is happening to them, but it's a comedy.
Cool. No, I haven't seen it.
It's supposed to be funny.
Sounds good.
You wanna watch it after this?
Yeah.
Great.
All right, I'm gonna pop in the DVD. Listeners, we'll see you later.
Okay, see ya. Bye, listeners.
Bye.